السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی: اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، وما ارسلناک الا رحمتا للعالمین، صدق اللہ العظیم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, also sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, this ayat of the Quran Sharif has been recited by so many speakers in this month of Rabiul Awwal. Bayans, lectures, talks at conventions, seera programs, seera jalsas, seminars, the life of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being discussed. There is no doubt that whichever angle you look at it, you will find nothing but perfection in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no question of any deficiency, any weakness, any blemish. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life was an open book. There was no question of secrecy, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was going to be a guide for the entire mankind until the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, we do not find any aspect of his life a secret. There are so many things that husbands and wives discuss, and they say, mustn't tell anybody. There are so many things that a person does within his own home that is not for everybody to know. A person eats, he drinks, he sleeps, he walks, he talks. Now, which person really bothers about recording every aspect of the person's life? In fact, all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam that came to this world, even their lives we do not know very much. How much do we know of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? How much do we know of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam? Whatever is mentioned in the books, that's all we know. But does anybody know all the details of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's life? Does anybody have full details of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam or Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's life? Those who had great number of followers. We just know very limited. We have a very limited knowledge of their total lives. Those aspects which are relevant, those which relate to the da'wat of deen, or the da'wah towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the call towards Allah, those which relate to the person's followers and the type of persecution and the torture and the difficulties that they underwent, and some of their sayings are recorded. But every detail, whose life do we get besides Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life? So does that not ring a bell that there is some reason for all that? That why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created such an ummah around Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Such companions he gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Such wives he gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Such children he gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That they inform the ummah of every aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. When we take our ghusl and bath, and so many other masail, where did we get all that from? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I say that even if you take his Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, or Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abduhu wa Rasuluh, when we are reading the Tashahud and At-Tahiyyat, Now practically all the mazahib, if you have to look at them, as far as the raising of the finger is concerned, there is agreement, there's consensus. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We drop the finger. Now, there can be little difference of how the finger should remain after that. But everyone agrees. And we can take a whole chain of narrators from here up to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he raised his finger there. Now, look at just one action that he did. Every action of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we can go right up. And either it's proven or it's not proven. Any aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. If people say we must do it this way, somebody will say we must do it that way. Somebody say we must do it my grandfather's way. Somebody says we must do my grandfather's way. So then we will say leave everybody's grandfathers and leave everybody's children and leave everybody's families, leave everybody's societies. Because we are not followers of societies, we are not followers of people, we are not followers of grandfathers, we are not followers of children. We are followers of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So any aspect that we have any kind of dispute, then we say, let's take the chain right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will get the authentic from there. That what happened in his time. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything has been recorded, fully recorded. The love of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the foundation of our iman. If we don't have love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we don't even have love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these Naat Sharifs which we recite in this majlis of zikr, it is to increase that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. When the love will come in the heart, then it will become easy to practice. At present we are having great difficulty in practicing. Everybody says, difficult, difficult. What is difficult? The environment is very vicious and therefore we're finding it difficult to practice. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knew that we will come in this century. So He could not have given us a deen on which we cannot make amal. So the first thing that we should do is make tawbah and istighfar if we are also victims of nafs and shaitan, that we cannot practice in this time deen. If any person says that, then it means that he is saying that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made certain things farz which were impossible to practice upon in these days. Or Allah ta'ala made certain things haram, but it was impossible to practice upon that and restrain ourselves from that. So we must attribute the weaknesses to ourselves. The weakness is in ourselves. Whatever weakness we find, it is in ourselves. We have created such kind of environment in our homes that it is making it difficult for us to get up for salat. It is making it difficult for us to keep our minds clear and to receive that nur into our hearts of ibadat, zikr, tilawat because of the environment which we have created. The outside environment, we can wash it away with istighfar and tawbah if there is a little bit of weakness that we find when we are outside. But within our homes, who forced us to create such a kind of environment? That when we go into our salat also, it is like a hit and run salat. Tu ja, main abhi aata hun. Quick, quick. Everything instant. Now we even have instant salat. Instant coffee, instant this, instant that, instant salat. And even instant deaths we get so. So the namaz too must be like the fastest gun in town this year. One person says, Maulana, they call me the fastest gun in town. So I said, why? He said, I read my namaz very, very fast. So I said, what? I'm telling you the truth, he told me himself some years ago. He said, I read my namaz very, very fast. So I said, well, you must be an old Muslim. Old Muslims read fast. New Muslims read slowly. Old Muslim, he said, I'm an old Muslim. He says, old Muslim knows his sabak well. Old driver, he knows how to drive well. I mentioned somewhere few years ago, Zuhr time, a person accepted Islam just before that. They told him he must make ghusl and all and come, and then make it. After one or two times they'd already met me. So he accepted Islam just before Zuhr. We brought him here, made him stand next to somebody, and I said, well, what you must do is that you must just say Subhanallah, 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 that's all. And go into ruku, sajda, whatever that person next to you is doing, you must just follow the postures. Then we will teach you what salat is. But this first salat, that's how you must make. Quite a few years ago that was. Then from the madrasa I brought him here. Then we put him in salat. After the salat, then I told him that you'll find people praying again. So that is called sunnat salat, but you don't know very much, so don't worry. Again you do the same thing and you just do whatever you can manage. So he went into sajda. Everybody outside the masjid, all gone. I was waiting for him there too. From sajda, he didn't pick up his head. Such a long sajda. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, he's still in sajda. And he was not just any ordinary person. He had a nice position also at the university. A white Muslim. Accepted Islam. When he came outside, and I asked him, I said, why did you take so long in the prostration sajda? So he said, I was getting such enjoyment, that I just didn't want to pick up my head. Now there's a new Muslim. That's a new Muslim. He's getting such enjoyment. But of course, after listening to that, the Imam mustn't start making one sajda like Junaid Baghdadi. That's for individual salat. If people are waiting, then at that time you don't make that kind of sajda. Everything has got a place. The plane is about to take off and say, no, I make namaz with itminan, khushu and khuzu. So all Muslims, he makes quick namaz. So Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Naat Sharif we recite to develop that muhabbat and love in this majlis of zikr. So when that love will come, then the person will enjoy his namaz too, his zikr too, his tilawat too. Yes, I was talking about the environment. So that environment, we are the people that are creating such kind of environment in our homes, that we are finding it difficult after that to make amal. So once again, lazzat zikr naam khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. This Naat Sharif I must have recited so many times. And the reason for that is, now I will say it in this majlis here, which I have not mentioned up till now, that why I have been reading this Naat Sharif so many times, this particular one, is that in the dream, I saw that I am in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and over the loudspeaker system, this Naat Sharif is being heard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the dream. As if this Naat Sharif was being played in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and all those who are in the masjid are listening to this Naat Sharif. Therefore, it gives me such enjoyment that there seems to be some great maqbooliyat of this particular Naat Sharif. Can be others also.
لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. Once again an explanation very briefly. We all are looking for enjoyment. We all want some kind of satisfaction. We want in our hearts a kind of joy, ecstasy. So لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن. If we take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with great muhabbat, with great love, with great aqidat, with azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts, then that is the chaman, that is the garden. You can sit in the other gardens as much as you wish, the beautiful lush gardens. Nothing wrong with it. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mat, and if somebody has been blessed with such a garden or he goes and visits such a garden, there's nothing wrong. Look at the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. But the heart of the person cannot find sukoon in a garden. Take a person who is charged for murder and he's going to be sentenced. Or he's going to be executed after that. He's already sentenced. The next day he's going to be executed. And then put him in the best of gardens of the world. And ask him if his heart finds sukoon in that garden. There'll be restlessness in spite of being in the center of flowers. In the midst of flowers and in the midst of that fragrance all around. But the person's heart will enjoy no kind of satisfaction. The heart will remain restless because the heart does not derive sukoon from gardens, from properties, from cars, from buildings, from gold, from silver. The heart derives sukoon only from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ala bizikrillah tatma'innul qulub. It is only in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala that the hearts will gain satisfaction. And the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, I've explained over and over, we get many new brothers coming all the time here, that it is not only Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. The person can be reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah and watching the TV. If the person is watching the haram on TV and is making Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, then is that remembrance? If the person is reading Tasbih, and when the azan is called, he's not going for namaz, is that remembrance? The person is reading tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and when the customer walks in and he's cheating, he's not showing whatever defect is in that article, or the person in his business is taking interest, or the person is dealing with stolen goods, but loudly is reading alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allah Allah. So is that remembrance? Remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that in every aspect of our life, we are conscious of the fact, jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. In one majlis for Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum, my Shaykh, for 1 hour solid, he asked the person to go on reading the same thing, jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman. Now what was that a waz? Was that a speech? Just that one couplet. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se. When you hide and commit sins, somebody is watching you from above. Now why did he tell the person to go on and on and on? So that it becomes a condition of the heart, the hal, it becomes a hal. The only hal that we know is when in the qawwali you get hal. But that hal must take one pin and try it out after that. See if that hal remains. This hal is a condition of the heart. There too, if the person is really Allah wala and he gets hal on ashar or naat sharif, then it's acceptable. There are many people, they got hal, but their condition was truly one of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their outward and inside was full of ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then if they got hal, it's acceptable. But our hal is all lies, nothing there. It's all just a performance. So, lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے
جو غفلت میں گزری وہ کیا زندگی ہے، جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے، وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. Only that life of mine is can be considered as life, جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے. For days and days I went on explaining this غفلت business in the month of Ramadan. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے، وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. It will be a cause of shame, embarrassment, humiliation, suffering, pain. What is the purpose of doing something where the end result is suffering, pain and hardships? Allah Ta'ala wants us to enjoy this life and the hereafter, not only the hereafter. And the enjoyment of this life is in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because then the person will get sukoon in his heart. So in his poverty also there will be sukoon, in his richness also there will be sukoon. If he is a king also, there will be sukoon, and if he is just a beggar also, there will be a sukoon. Allah Ta'ala will give him sukoon in the heart. And this is the ingredient that is missing. And we will only find it in those majalis and in those programs of the Allah Walas. Because they have it in their hearts. We don't have it. I don't have it. They have it in their hearts. So when they speak, then as I've explained many times, that their words are the same. They also use the same vocab that we use. But it comes out from hearts which are filled with noor. So those words come out in the capsules of noor and they enter into our ears and go back into the heart. And they light up our heart also. They plant that seed into the heart, which then if we have to water, then it will germinate. With zikrullah, with tilawat, with good deeds and actions, with fulfillment of rights of people. Now that what went in, when we are going to nurture it, then they will germinate, it will grow slowly, become a big tree after that. Then it will bear fruits, and we do not know how many millions of people will then benefit from those fruits.
Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. جو غفلت میں گزری وہ کیا زندگی ہے، وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. سو لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. Nothing but jungles and rubbish dump. Rubbish dump, that is what negligence is. There's a smell, there's a stench. People who live nearby rubbish dumps, they want to run from there. They keep on complaining to the municipality that move this dump away from here. We can't stomach, we can't tolerate, we can't bear this stench. So like that in evil actions and deeds also, there's a stench, there's a filthy smell. Angels also run away from certain people, far, far away, the angels of Rahmat, because of lies and so many other things. Iman also leaves the person. When the person is engaged in adultery, even the iman does not like to remain in the heart of the person. It leaves the person. La yazni zani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min. The person when he's committing zina, then at that time he's not even a mu'min. What if death comes in that state? Enjoyment, enjoyment, what enjoyment? Little while of enjoyment can be everlasting misery. So he says, if you make hijrat, it is not just the going from one place to another and say, we made hijrat, hijrat. Hijrat is getting away from sins. A zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Just go a little ahead.
Bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء، جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن.
The person who is truly searching for Allah, then he will get the nisbat. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. Allah Ta'ala will make him his wali. He will get the nisbat of the اولیاء. But his heart has to be attached. He will eat, he will drink, he will marry, he will run a business, he will laugh, he will joke, he will be a normal person. This is the biggest fear that people have, that if you are going to become pious and righteous, then what will happen? All this enjoyment, fun, laughter and pleasure will go. There's no such thing. Those people who have Allah in their hearts, in their laughter, in their joke, in their eating, in their drinking, in everything, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them sukoon and happiness. They have pain in their bodies, they have pain in their heads and in their stomachs and in their legs, and they undergo sometimes different kinds of tests and trials. But in every state, you will find a kind of calm. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives to them sukoon. Sukoon cannot come in any other thing. And sukoon only comes in the heart. Sakina hiya nurun yastaqirru fil qalb. Hazrat Murshidi, he says that if we have bombarded the runway of the airport, then where will the plane land after that? If we have given our hearts away to everything else except Allah Ta'ala, then where do we expect that Sakina to then land? And then comes my favorite. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन. फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन. फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन. शहरे महबूब होगा जहाँ भी कहीं, आशिकों का सुना है वही है वतन. फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, फिर मदीने की लज्जत को मैं क्या कहूँ, काश होता मदीने में मेरा वतन. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, wherever is going to be the city of the beloved. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Any aashiq and any lover, if you have to ask him which is your most beloved city, he will say the city in which my beloved resides. The city in which my beloved resides is the most beloved city to me. That is my watan. So if that is the case, then phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. So what must I then say about the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? Kaash hota madine mein mera watan. How I am desirous that Madina should have been my watan. In different ways, the shuara and the poets and those who have written Naat Sharif, they have said the same thing. As you hear so many times in my dua, tamanna hai ke gulzare madina ab watan hota, tamanna hai ke gulzare madina ab watan hota. वहाँ के गुलशनों में कोई अपना भी चमन होता, वहाँ के गुलशनों में कोई अपना भी चमन होता. बसर अब जिंदगी अपनी दियारे कुदस में होती, बसर अब जिंदगी अपनी दियारे कुदस में होती. व
وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ یار رہے یارب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں یار رہے یارب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله 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 الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Oh my most forgiving, most merciful, most compassionate Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We have spent so much of our wealth, so much of our time, so much of our eyes, so much of our ears, so much of our tongues, so much of our hands and feet. So much of your bounties we have used for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, He would have destroyed us. He would have sent the tsunamis against us. He would have sent the gale force winds against us. Any other Allah would have shaken the earth beneath our feet by now. He would have ordered the earth to swallow us up. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate, merciful and generous you are. How tolerant you are of our sins, and in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande bagar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my Allah? We acknowledge that indeed our hearts are filthy, our actions are filthy. But my beloved Allah, who is there to clean us besides you? There is no one to cleanse us besides you. Ya Allah, man has made computer chips, millions of pieces of information. Just with the press of one button, everything can be deleted. My beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. You have given man the technology with a small piece of dynamite stick. Huge mountains are blown away. Blow away the mountains of our sins, my beloved Allah. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. There is no one for us besides you. Our lives are in your control. Our health in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. The waters of the ocean in your control. My beloved Allah, our heart, liver and lungs in your control. If you have to order the angel of death to extract the soul from our bodies, all the surgeons of the world and the specialists of the world cannot prevent the soul from leaving our bodies.
Where Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Change the direction of our lives. We are turning towards you, we are acknowledging, my beloved Allah, that we are the weakest on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of good deeds and good actions. Put the love of good deeds and actions into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Sins have become pleasant and acceptable to us, my beloved Allah. We commit sins and we laugh and we smile and we express great happiness. My beloved Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, doro ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. We seek protection in you, my beloved Allah. With your power of jazz, make us yours. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. We make tawbah and break tawbah. Ya Allah, with your power of jazz, pull us towards you. Hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our wealth will not give us barakat. Our children will not be coolness of our eyes. Our lives will be filled with restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. If you are ours, we will enjoy sukoon in our hearts. Hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Make a decision, my beloved Allah. No one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands after the majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, koi tujhse poochne wala. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, remove their pain, their suffering, their difficulties, their hardships and their problems. Ey mere Allah, give hidayat to mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with Islam and Iman. There is no shortage of space in Jannat, my beloved Allah, for everyone. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the tyranny and oppression and suppression of the Ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Thamud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. My beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. My beloved Allah, we are all sick and ailing. Bless us with complete shifa from spiritual and physical ailments. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give him complete shifa, give her complete shifa. So many people, their children are sick, so many are in hospitals, give everyone shifa, my Allah. We know that sicknesses, diseases, weakness can be a rahmat and a mercy. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak, do not test us. Bless us with the ni'mat of good health. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time and barakat in every bounty. Protect our iman, our Islam. Protect our children, our homes, our properties, our wealth. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication. My beloved Allah, watching some filthy sight on the internet or television screen. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. My beloved Allah, when the time of our departure from this world comes, take us to Madina Tayyib. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare khud sabe hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi barta, wahi koro kafan hota. Let our janazas be the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and akhir. Rasool Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. With his 124,000 companions, my beloved Allah, when they said, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. What a Labbaik that must have been, my Allah. We make Labbaik and we engage in sins, casting lustful glances, ghibat. Ah, by Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, Labbay, on that occasion of Hajjatul Wida, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the du'as that he made after kissing the Hajri Aswad, the du'as that he made going around the Kaabatullah Sharif. We just see the walls of the Kaaba Sharif. What tajalli he must have seen by Allah. Tawaf-e Kaaba Sharif karke jo dua-e baagi. Hatim mein jo kuch manga, namaz-e parkar. And the duas that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat. The duas that he made after touching the Rukn-e Yaman. The duas that he made at the Multazam. Ah, mere Allah, what he must have asked for us at the Multazam. His beard was wet with his Mubarak tears. How much he prayed for us behind the Muqam Ibrahim. After drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina and in Arafat, that sinless, masoom Nabi from Zuhr till Maghrib extends his hands and he begs and he begs and he begs. The ones that he made at Muzdalifah and all other occasions. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations of each and every person who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after this majlis of zikr. Fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. With your fazl, with your ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases, their weakness. Remove their tests and trials. My beloved Allah, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Bahre ulfat
का किनारा चाहिए सर हमारा दर्द तुम्हारा चाहिए सर हमारा दर्द तुम्हारा चाहिए सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए। ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.